Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric is still encamped in his tent in front of the Jot'em Down store. He thinks he's establishing a residence that he can trade in for one of the proposed Wonderful World apartments, and no one is able to convince him that a tent is not of sufficient value for this purpose. And so far, Lum and Abner have failed to find a way to make him move, because it so happens that Cedric owns the small strip of ground in front of the store. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum has just entered. Listen.
Hey, Granny's Abner, that's the last straw.
Huh? Oh, howdy, Lum. What's the trouble?
Look what Cedric's done now.
Huh?
Put up a clothesline and hung his washing on it right in front of our store.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. He borrowed a bucket and some water in here just a while ago.
If that ain't a disgraceful sight, I never seen one.
No.
Body has to bend down and duck under the washing to get in the store.
Oh, yeah, right in front of the door.
And what's worse, he's got a couple of them stakes, you know, he drilled down there?
Yeah.
Right where you have to step over them. I tripped on one of them just now.
Well, did you hurt yourself?
No, but I wish I had. Then I could lasso him, little varmint.
Well, I'll say one thing for him. He's making a heap of money out there.
Making money?
Why, sure. Didn't you see that lemonade stand he's put up in his tent?
No, all I could see was abortion.
Oh, no, he's got a lemonade stand. And he's done good with it, too. You know, sells lemonade to all them curious folks to stop to see what the tent's for. He's got a crowd around there might not all the time.
Yeah, I know, but I'll put a stop to that.
Well, how can you, Lum? It's his property. We sold that little strip of ground to him, and he won't give it up for $1,000,000 or $1,000.
Well, I've studied up something that'll get it away from him. At least I think it'll work.
Well, good. Well, what is it?
You see in just a minute. I got to call up Luke Spears.
Luke Spears? Well, what's he got to do with it?
You see. I don't know why I never thought of this before.
Well, come on now. Tell me, Lum. What is it now? Tell me.
Hello, is this you, Luke? This is Lum. Lum Edder.
Luke?
Yeah. Oh, just tolerably, Luke. Hey, listen, how much will you take for that pinball machine you got at the restaurant there?
Pinball machine?
I know it ain't new. I don't care if the paint's wore off. How much will you take for it?
Oh.
Oh. That's a little high, ain't it, Luke?
Now, what does he want with that?
Well, I don't believe I could go over 40 for it. Well, all right, 45 then.
Getting more childish every day.
Why? Well, I need it right away, just as soon as I can get it, Luke. Yeah, how about getting one of them Bates boys to bring it over on his wagon? Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll give him some candy or something.
Yeah, they'll bring it.
Well, send the bill along, and I'll send the money back with whoever brings it. All right, Luke, much obliged. Goodbye.
Mom, you ain't going to start playing that pinball machine, are you, at your age?
No, of course not. Can't you see what I'm doing? I got an interior motive.
Well, now, if you just want to play that machine... Huh? You got what, Mom?
An interior motive. Oh, never mind. I ain't got time explaining that to you.
Well, maybe you got that when you tripped over that tent stake. Where's it hurt you, Lum?
Don't hurt no place. Interior motive just means that I got a reason for doing what I done just now.
Reason?
And this is the reason. You know that Cedric would rather play the pinball machine than one thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, he just loves it. Just loves it.
So I'm going to put it right up close to the front of the store where he can see it. But I ain't going to let him play it.
You ain't.
No, I'll put up a sign, minors and boys of Cedric's age not allowed to play. Then Cedric will start staring at the machine and his mouth will start watering. And finally get himself so anxious to play it that he'll do my nigh anything.
Oh.
And that's when we step in.
Step in where? His tent?
No, I mean that's when we make a deal with him.
Oh.
We'll let him play the machine if he'll sell the property back to us.
All right,
doggies,
that's a good idea, Lum. It'll work.
Wonderful idea. I know it'll work.
Well, sure.
Can't miss.
Oh, no, not the way that boy loves and admires a pinball machine. Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skim. Look at old Squire. He has to duck under Cedric's clothesline there. Look at him.
Well, he hates to do that.
Might not knock his head off.
He can't strut when he's been over that way.
No. That's why he ain't been in lately.
Well, I think he's sort of mad because we're using Dodge and needs his money for Mousy's apartment, Audi.
Oh.
Instead of spending it on some of them crooked Audi Squire kept bringing him.
Just about what it is.
And I'm glad he ain't in on this, no way.
Mind out. Here it comes. Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, come on back, Squire.
Yes, gentlemen.
What can we do for you today, Squire?
Oh, nothing, not a thing, Lum. I just dropped in for a little friendly chat.
Well, sit down,
Squire. Yeah, thank you, Lum. Well, that's quite a thing you have out there in front of the store, or rather, Cedric has.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But they ain't going to be there much longer, I can tell you that.
No, sir, him and his tent and his washing's just as good as gone right now.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that Cedric was making quite a good thing out of that. An enterprising lad, that Cedric is.
Well, he's enterprising, all right, but he picked out an awful poor place to enterprise.
Well, on the contrary, Lum, I'd say it was an excellent place. Advantageously located for business purposes, you know. Draws large crowds. As a matter of fact, I've taken advantage of it myself.
What do you mean, Squire?
Well, I just purchased advertising space on the side of the tent there to display a few of my real estate ads.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
I also paid Cedric an additional sum to pass out my insurance cards to those fishing in the tent.
Yeah, I might have known you'd figure out something like that.
I doggy that Cedric's going to get to be a millionaire if he keeps this up, you know.
Oh, yes, indeed, an enterprising lad. Lum, I've been hearing quite a bit about your proposed apartment house project, the Wonderful World Apartments, I believe you call them.
Yeah, that's right, Squire.
Well, the amazing and intriguing details of this ingenious plan have been bandied about quite a good deal. And I must say, Lum, I believe you hit upon a great thing. It's a great thing.
Well, thank you, Squire. Of course, Mousy Gray deserves most of the credit. It was his idea, mostly, with my help, naturally.
Oh, naturally, yes. Well, I consider it to be one of the most significant steps forward in the social and economic life of our beloved little community. And I hope that you're doing everything possible, Lum, to facilitate its construction at an early date.
Oh, yeah, we're facilitating it to beat everything.
There's just one thing, old Lum. Now, before you get yourself committed to contracts and one thing to another that goes along with a building of that kind, are you sure that check that Dodge and E. Smith gave to Pine Ridge is good?
I'm sure it's good.
Yes, and now, Lum, we must not overlook the fact that Dodge and E. Smith was, he was a man who failed to live within the law. In other words, a crook, you know.
Well, yeah, he was, but he ain't no more. He reformed himself.
Yes, sir, reformed. Done a good job of it, too.
He got to fooling around that Wonderful World idea and preaching honesty in one thing and another till he got to believing it himself.
Well, yes, I know he said that, Lum. I just wondered if he was sincere.
Well, as far as the check's concerned, you don't need to worry none about that.
Yeah.
I've done taking that to the bank, and it went through, and we got the money.
You have?
Yeah, it's on deposit in our name.
That's all I wanted to know. I'm awfully glad to know that, Lum. I'm happy to hear that Diogenes is a redeemed man. Yes, indeed, happy to hear it. Now, all you have to worry about now, Lum, is just securing a reliable builder. That's very difficult to find these days.
Yeah.
Oh, my, yes, extremely difficult. Many's a building's been ruined merely because of unreliable contractors.
Granny, I never know that.
What building's been ruined, Squire?
Well, I know that you've heard of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, haven't you?
Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Don't believe I've ever heard of it, Squire.
Well, there you are. This huge, magnificent structure that cost millions of dollars all of a sudden started leaning to one side. And why? Unreliable contractors.
Granny. We don't want to get a contractor like that building these apartments.
Oh, no.
Thing leaning over that way.
No, that's what you have to watch, Lump. You haven't hired a contractor yet, have you?
No, he ain't, Squire. I don't want to get him. Where's he at?
Well, I don't know exactly, Lump, but I don't think that you'd have the misfortune to find him, but you might find one just as bad if you're not careful.
Huh?
No, I saw him, Lum. I don't know what you'll do about a contractor. I don't know where...
Well, we ain't even thought about it much, Squire. You don't know where we can get a good, reliable one, do you?
No, I don't. Don't have the least idea. Now, wait a minute. By George, I think you're in luck, Lum.
Where?
Yes, sir, I don't know how this came to me, but I just happened to remember an acquaintance of mine, a grand old friend. He's just recently taken up residence at the county seat.
Is he a builder?
Oh, one of the best, one of the best. Well, you've heard of the Empire State Building in New York, haven't you?
My goodness, did he build that?
Did he build it? What a question. Now, I don't know whether we can get him or not, Lum, but I'd be glad to sound him out on it for you.
You don't reckon he'd be too busy?
Oh, no, no, tut-tut. You see, he's retired, but he likes to get back into the harness once in a while. And as I recall, apartments were always his specialty. He would be the ideal man to get if we could.
Greenies, that sounds good. Oh, how about his price, though? Reckon that'd be pretty high, wouldn't it?
Well, ordinarily, yes, but I know because of our great friendship and because of the nature of this wonderful world apartment idea that he might be willing to take this job for a very nominal fee.
Well, Greenies, that settles this, Squire. He's a feller we need.
Oh,
will,
yes.
Will you try to get him for us?
Well, I'll be glad to. Anything I can do to help Pine Ridge, you know me. In fact, I'll go right over to the place now and drop him a line.
Well, good for you, Squire. Granny, this is our lucky day.
Oh, yes, indeed, Lama. Great stroke of good fortune.
Mr. Long.
There's Cedric again.
Oh, go away, Cedric. You can't borrow nothing from us today.
No, sir.
Don't want to borrow nothing. I just want to show you something in my tent.
We don't want to see it, Cedric.
Well, this is something awful good. I paid for it with all the money I've been making today. Come on, look at it.
We ain't interested.
I'll let you play it free.
Play it?
Yes, Mom. The little bass boy just sold me the pinball machine.